Cord for Life completes the first clinical trial using cord blood stem cells for a non-transplant medical treatment of lower back pain. Altamont Springs, Florida, in a historical moment for umbilical cord blood stem cell research, Cord for Life Incorporated announces the completion of Phase 1 of a clinical trial for lower back pain treatment. This marks the first time umbilical cord blood stem cells have been evaluated for a treatment not related to transplantation and regeneration of the recipient's bone marrow to generate new blood cells. This early success could lead to numerous other trials for a wide range of treatments that could have a significant effect on the quality of life for tens of millions of patients worldwide. Cord for Life, a full-service cord blood bank with more than 30 years of experience, today announced the completion of enrollment and dosing in its Phase 1 clinical trial evaluating a biological therapeutic derived from umbilical cord blood under investigation for the treatment of lower back pain arising from the sacroiliac joint. The ninth and final subject was injected on January 7, 2026, completing enrollment in the FDA-authorized Phase 1A open-label, dose-ranging study conducted under an active investigational new drug, IND application. The study enrolled 9 adult subjects with lower back pain associated with the sacroiliac joint. Phase 1A has demonstrated a favorable early safety profile, with no unexpected adverse events reported to date. Preliminary investigator observations suggest encouraging clinical progress. All participants demonstrated a reduction in symptom severity scores within 3 to 6 months post-treatment. Favorable trends observed in quality of life and functional status measures within the same time frame. Subject to completion of required safety follow-up and regulatory submissions, we anticipate initiating Phase 2 later this year. All subjects will continue in the required safety follow-up period over the next 12 months. Completion of the Phase 1 safety evaluation and preparation of the final clinical study report are required prior to initiation of the planned Phase 2 under the existing Indiana the University of Florida Data Safety Monitoring Board, DSMB, reports to continue the trial as planned. No protocol modifications are recommended. Based on the current data, the DSMB concludes that the Phase 2 study may proceed without modification. The Phase 2 protocol will be submitted to FDA under the existing Indiana. This marks an important milestone for our clinical development program, said Donald L. Hudspeth, BSCLS, Mount. ASCP, General Manager and Director of International Projects for Cord for Life. Successful completion of enrollment and dosing in Phase 1 reflects the collaborative efforts of our clinical partners and reinforces our commitment to advancing cord blood-derived cellular therapies through a disciplined clinical program and a defined regulatory pathway. Cord for Life and its clinical collaborators at the University of Florida in Gainesville under the leadership of Dr. Renee Pritzkora, MD, PhD, FASA, will continue patient follow-up, data collection, and analysis in accordance with FDA requirements. Subject to regulatory review and completion of the required safety period, the company intends to proceed with Phase 2 to further evaluate dosing and expanded enrollment. Premier MaxP Platinum is an investigational biological therapeutic derived from minimally manipulated umbilical cord blood and manufactured under cGMP conditions. The product is currently limited to clinical investigation under FDA IND authorization. In addition, our minimally manipulated umbilical cord blood Premier MaxP products are compliant with the recently passed Florida Stem Cell Law Senate Bill No. 1768 and House Bill No. 1617. About Cord for Life. Since 1995, Cord for Life has been a leader in cord blood collection, processing, and storage. The company has supported thousands of releases for transplant research and clinical applications and remains committed to advancing responsible scientific research in regenerative medicine. Source: Cord for Life. To learn more about this rapidly evolving industry, view the Global Cord Blood and Tissue Banking Industry Report, Market Size, Segmentation, and Forecasts. Cord Blood Market Report.